Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our house musician, Jonathan Colton, our puzzle guru, Art Chung, and we are coming to you from the Byam Theater in beautiful Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. For a game titled In a Class by Itself, let's welcome our next two contestants, Jill Kaufman and Wendy Curtis. Jill, Wendy, did either of you take one of those easy A classes in college just to boost your GPA? Jill, you are nodding.
I took one called Telecommunications 101, where we watched a movie every week and then we talked about it. It was awesome.
What was the telecommunications?
I'm not sure.
Someone just was like, whatever.
It was great, though.
It's called phoning it in. Is that what it was? Yeah.
I passed.
Well done. Well done. Wendy, how about you?
Badminton.
Badminton?
Yeah.
Well, as you know, the Pittsburgh area is home to over 25 colleges and universities, including world-class schools like Carnegie Mellon and the University of Pittsburgh. But let's face it, even at the best school in the world, there are a few courses that aren't super rigorous, shall we say.
Yes, and in this game, we will read class titles and descriptions from unusual college courses. You will tell us whether the class is a preposterous fake that we made up, or a real course that students are amassing thousands of dollars of debt to enroll in. This is a buzzer game, so if you answer incorrectly, your opponent will automatically get the point. You ready?
Ready.
Here we go. The Science of Harry Potter. Frostburg State University in Maryland. That's right, a course on the science of wizards. This course examines the magical events in J.K. Rowling's books and attempts to explain them through the basic principles of physics. Jill.
True.
Yeah, that is a real course that you can take. And apparently the professor does sometimes dress up as Dumbledore, so that's good news.
Topics in comparative media, : American pro wrestling. From the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, this class examines the cultural history of professional wrestling with an emphasis on how shifts in wrestling characters demonstrate changes in the depiction of American masculinity. Wendy.
I really hope that's not real.
Wrestling is fake, but that class is real.
Tree climbing, Cornell University. Exactly what it sounds like. Tree climbing will teach you how to get up into the canopy of any tree, to move around, even to climb from one tree to another without touching the ground. Jill.
False.
That is a real course, Jill.
At Cornell.
Pretty good school.
That is totally addressing indoor kids.
Yeah. Very true. Some of those kids have spent so much time in schools preparing for their Cornell education, they've never seen a tree.
They've never been in a tree. The modern hieroglyph, a semiotics of emoji, Pomona College. This class promises an exploration of the pictorial language that transcends cultures. Find the hidden messages behind the flamenco dancing lady. Understand which happy face is under the influence of mind-altering drugs. And uncover why that smile pile is so joyful. Wendy.
Okay, I'm going to go with I hope it's not true again.
You hoped correct. That is fake.
Mad Libs as Poetry, Colorado College. In poetry, what you leave in is often less important than what you leave out. This creative writing seminar explores Mad Libs as a form of constrained writing and allows you to flush your preconceived puppies and gargle the construction of spaghetti. Jill, you're shaking your head as if you are furious.
Please be false.
It is false. It is not a real class.
Yes, your skateboard has much sweater. The sexual politics of SpongeBob. : hidden agendas in children's entertainment at UC Berkeley. As Freud said, sometimes a pineapple under the sea is just a pineapple under the sea. This course delves into the subconscious appeal of seemingly absurd children's television programs and how that stimuli affects adult relationships. Also, if sponges reproduce asexually, why do they have to still wear pants? Wendy.
I'm gonna guess that one might be true.
Because you want it, but it's fake. Thank goodness. Oh. Oh, everyone wants that course.
That's good. Sounds good. Why,
it does sound
why
good.
Does he wear pants?
I don't know. I think we just have to put everything in clothes.
That's our hang up, man.
That is, yeah, that's totally.
Sponges don't care.
They have nothing to hide.
Sponges let it all hang out.
That's right.
This is your last clue. Surviving the coming zombie apocalypse, Michigan State. Brains. You'll need them for this course, which examines planning, preparedness, and disaster management. And you can take the course online, which is helpful when you are trapped in a doomsday bunker or a mall. Jill.
True.
Yes, it's a real course. Archung, how did our contestants do?
Well, congratulations to Jill. She's graduated and moving on to the final round at the end of the show. Yeah. Skipping last night like a yellow bird.